I'd like to speak this time about what I call Lent of the Other. So many of us, whether in the developed world or developing world, live in communities which are isolated from others. We live either socially, geographically, religiously. We speak of us and them. And I would like to suggest that one way of moving our Lenten asceticism forward is to say, during Lent, I am going to reach out to the other in my community, my parish, my town, my neighborhood. And the other is the one I don't normally talk to, the one who worships in a different place, the one who speaks a different language, the one who belongs to a different race, the one who has a different lifestyle. In other words, one who is other. And in trying to build that dialogue, I search with the intention of respecting the presence of God in the other, of respecting that person has something unique to tell me which will enrich me, improve me, enlarge my heart. That may be critical about some of the truths I hold or the faith I hold, but it's nevertheless something I need to hear. It may be affirming, it may be a new idea I'd never thought of. But at the center of it is the recognition that Lent is a time when I have to knock down the walls which surround me, reach out not to the space beyond the wall, but the people who live beyond the wall, and engage with them. They may be Muslim, they may be Jewish, they may be Buddhist, they may be Hindu, they may be atheist. But engage with them not as one trying to convert, but one who is trying to respect, to listen, to understand, to see things from their point of view, to listen to the values by which they live, to listen to their understanding of the God they worship, of the life they lead. And in that shared hospitality, hospitality which enables the dialogue to go forward, I have to be persuaded to lose a bit of myself, to enable me to see things from their point of view. I have to take off my own spectacles. I have to remove my own preconditions and really enter into the life of the other. That might sound not a traditional way of observing Lent, or as traditional asceticism associated with Lent. But if you think that Christ came to save all people, that he gave his life not just for the future Catholics or the future Christians, or even the future Muslims and the future Jews or whatever, but he gave his life for everyone. Therefore, within the heart of everyone, there is that shaft of light which belongs to the creative power of the God who's gifted me with Christ and the shared life of Christ, and it is my obligation to go and welcome that and search for and learn from and experience with that life. So the Lent is a Lent of going out to the other. In whatever way we can find, make it practical within our neighbourhood. And say to ourselves, if in the course of the 40 days of Lent I can meet 10 people and really listen to them and try to understand them and build a relationship with them, how much better that community in which I live will be because of that dialogue. because of that bridge building. And it is a truly Lenten experience. It'll cost. It is not easy to move out of the structured securities of my own position into the unknown. But there is something within human nature which enables us to do that if we are prepared to take the first step. And very often we will be surprised at how often that first step is met by a welcome which we could never have imagined. I fully accept that on many occasions there might be a door which is locked. That is not a reason to give up. This is Lent. This is the moment of perseverance. This is the moment of trying to find another door and a warm welcome. And in that way we learn to see things from the other point of view. And in that way we enrich our community, we expand our faith in Christ, and we recognize that resurrection, as well as the death and teachings of Jesus Christ, provide the energy for us to do that and enable us, without speaking necessarily deliberately about it, but enable us to build that bridge, to hear the other, to be enriched by the other, and as I say, to discover new truths about ourselves, about our faith, and about the other. A Lent which indeed could spill over into Eastertide and beyond. Amen.